This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Although now you may be listening on the radio, so welcome aboard if you are just tuning in to Free Talk Live. We are here. We will take your phone calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. And the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Some pretty disturbing news out of a court regarding the privacy of your cell phone. If we get the chance, we can talk about that. Plus, being asexual, that's something you don't hear much about in the world these days or ever. At least I haven't. So what is it like to be asexual? That's what one lady's writing about over on Huffington Post. So that's all stuff that we can talk about. Plus, a man shot by cops in Utah because he had a toy sword as part of a Halloween costume. Is that right, Mark?
Yeah.
So with you tonight in studio, you've got Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The three of us, fresh off an amazing weekend here in Keene, New Hampshire. We got together with about 100 other liberty-minded folks for the second annual Keenevention. I have just posted a recap and some more pictures taken over the weekend to the Keenevention website at keenevention.info and also the Facebook page. And it was another great Keenevention.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I was really pleased with it. Even though there was slightly lower turnout this year than compared to last year, which, you know, it was interesting because on one hand, we actually sold more tickets in advance this year than last year, but there weren't as many walk-ins this year than last year, and so that actually made it so there were fewer people attending in total this year. That said, everybody that did attend had a good time, and to me, that's what it's really all about, if people are having a good time.
I agree. I had an amazing time. All the speeches, the keynote speeches, are always really personal and touching because these activists, the people who are speaking about freedom, have lived it. And it's so meaningful to me to hear from people like the president of the Free State Project and a hero of mine, Rich Paul, who's a civil disobedience activist here in New Hampshire, who inspired me to move.
They were great, no doubt. And James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood, I think was by far the best keynote speech of the weekend.
Yes,
he
definitely.
Did an amazing job. And all of those were captured on video. I'll be releasing the first of what will be about a dozen or 11 or so videos. So it's going to take a little while. I like to do one per week just because it takes me time to put the video together. And, you
know, it's a lot of work.
Want to upload it and then give people time to actually watch it before the next one comes out. Because there was a lot of good stuff covered at Keenevention this week. I mean, Mark, you did the media panel earlier this week.
I did great.
Yeah, you did fine. It was good. Your guests, however, really brought a lot of good information to the table.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of really useful, like, kind of nuts
you know
and
who
bolts.
You know who asked them the questions?
You and the audience actually asked them the questions. So thanks to our wonderful audience for their participation. They did an awesome job. Mark couldn't have done it without them. But no, the nuts and bolts that were there during the media panel, and you know, I wasn't even watching the whole thing because I'm sort of running the event and taking registrations and making blog posts and posting pictures and, you know, doing a bunch of stuff. So what I heard of the media panel just seemed like really informative, good info, like how to get started and get out there and create some
stuff. If you're going to produce liberty-oriented media, you need to watch that video. That was my whole intention with creating the panel the way I did, was to give information to people who, of all sorts, that might create some kind of liberty-oriented media.
So there was a lot going on inside the hotel for Keenevention this year, but as always, things happened outside of the hotel, and that's, I think, one of the attractions that Keenevention is a little bit different for. We don't have some fancy banquet dinner. I don't know if you've ever been to a convention before, but the typical way a convention in a hotel works is everybody's in the convention hotel for the entire weekend, and the convention feeds you. You know, it's all built into the cost of the ticket. It's usually hundreds of dollars in a lot of cases for some conventions out there, and that includes banquet dinners, which the hotel caters and are they're fancy and expensive. But at convention, we don't do that. So you got to kind of fend for yourself, and that means you go out and explore Keene. And for those of you new to the show, Keene is sort of like a liberty activist destination. We're all participants in the Free State Project, which is an idea of moving liberty-minded folks all to the same geographic area. Now, that area is not Keene, New Hampshire. It's New Hampshire in general. Keene's just one of many possible destinations. And so it's nice to be able to go out and kind of explore the area and get a taste of what the local food is like. I brought a carload of some of the activists out to the local vegetarian food truck that accepts Bitcoin here in town, which was fun. We went out to go to the Chinese buffet with a large group of like at least 24 people on the first day, and so there's fun stuff that happens outside the hotel. You went out cop blocking on Friday night, Derek J.
Yeah, that's right. That was very cool to
with
see
the newbies, right?
Yeah, there were people who were visiting from my home city of Philadelphia, and it was cool to be able to hang out with them. It was both a father and son mm-hmm. were joining us. There were some others who I don't remember exactly where they were from, but it was exciting and new for them to go out with a group cop blocking. I'm sure they've all experienced recording. The young person hadn't, though. The son
young
in the group.
In, like, he's pretty
young.
He was
about 10 years old, okay. I would estimate, and he was up
eight.
There.
Eight, okay.
There you go. And he was up probably about 20 feet away recording with a cell phone video camera. During a regular traffic stop. Yep.
Yeah,
just recording the police.
Now, some people might hear you say that, and they might say to themselves, well, that sounds like really bad parenting. And, Mark, you have a son. He's six.
Yep.
Six and a half, probably, at this, mm-hmm. at this
something
point.
Something like that, yeah.
And do you think that that was a bad move by that dad? Should he have not been taking his son out on the streets to record the police? I mean, they could have arrested him.
I think this is a really good lesson in sort of civics. I mean, what good is the right to peaceably assemble if you don't have a, if you don't see what it looks like in the process?
Sure, but isn't that bad parenting, putting your kids in a dangerous place like that?
Do people in
these
America?
Are the police, they could hurt your child.
Do people in America think that the police are dangerous?
Well, I don't know. Some do, some don't.
Well, if they think that the police in America are dangerous, the problem isn't parents taking their kids out to film the police.
Mm-hmm.
Because filming the police is going to make them less dangerous if they are dangerous. And if they're not dangerous, then it's just a civics lesson, right?
Wouldn't it be crazy if, like, the Department of Children and Families took away someone's child because they were engaging in cop blocking? Just because the police are that, it's that
I wouldn't give them the opportunity. The Department of Family Services, I wouldn't give them that opportunity. I wouldn't suggest it to them.
Mm.
You want to know somebody who's dangerous? Those people are dangerous.
Yeah, no doubt about it. In fact, the author, Carlos Morales, was actually at Keenevention over the weekend, and I believe he just came out with a book, something about legal kidnapping. I don't remember the name of it, but he's formerly of the Department of Children and Families. I forget in which state, but he's sort of, telling the dirty secrets about this organization, and so that's pretty cool. It's just a huge group of really amazing doers and a number of people who were there to kind of check out New Hampshire, and there were people who were there for their first time in New Hampshire, which was exciting. We had an after party one night after the Halloween costume dance party, the first ever Halloween, and there was a gentleman there that you and I were talking to, Derek J., who was from Omaha, and man, I could really empathize with this guy. He had tried to put together a meeting of liberty-minded folks in Omaha, not a small city, by mind you. And he got two people to show up. And it was just going to be a Liberty on the Rocks meeting, which ultimately is just libertarians getting together at a tavern or something. They're drinking, which libertarians aren't. They certainly are not unfamiliar with drinking together, so you wouldn't think it'd be that hard to get them to come out and just hang out, but apparently it was, and I felt like, wow, man, I know what that's like.
Yeah, it can be really disappointing when you're in a large city like I was, and you don't have much success in rallying the troops, so to speak. Yeah. I want to do fun things with other activists, you know, protests or even just go out and drink and talk.
Well, there's no shortage of things to do here in New Hampshire, right? Like, so in other places, like my experience in Florida, it was like pulling teeth to get activists to come out and do things. Here, if you were in New Hampshire this weekend, you could go to Keenvention. Apparently, you could go to some sort of zombie Halloween party for a social event that was going on this weekend and at Bardo Farm.
You could do Robin Hooding together with a large group feeding parking meters in downtown Keene.
Sure, that was happening during Keenvention, sort of one of the outside of the hotel things. And
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
All right, so you also can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, a man with a sword, a fake sword, shot to death by police in Utah. Sounds like a terrible story. Mark has the details on that. We'll get into it. But we're kind of recapping the weekend here. Keenvention happened for the second time ever, and it is sort of the premier fall event for liberty activists to come and visit New Hampshire. Obviously, there's some great events that happen here, like the Liberty Forum, which is going to be the next event. That's coming up in March, just a few months away, early March, the 3rd through the 5th, 7th, or something like that. It's a few days in very early March, like a Thursday through a Sunday. And Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. You can go to, I believe it's nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about that event. Not sure if tickets are available yet. They may actually be.
I think they are.
They
yeah.
are? Okay. We should double check that. But that's an awesome event to go to. It's hundreds of people coming together in one hotel, and it's just a fantastic hotel event. Keenvention, much smaller, fraction of the amount of people, which means it's more of an intimate event. We brought something new to the table, a couple new things to the table this year, a few of them actually. There was the Hallow Keen party that Derek J., you and a few other activists put on as a costume party, a dance party.
Yes, that rocked. It was a great time as a fundraiser for Ross Ulbricht.
And how did we do on the fundraising for Ross Ulbricht, who is the man who is currently facing probably most of his life in prison for ostensibly or allegedly running the Silk Road underground black marketplace?
The Bitcoin that we raised, it's not clear because some people donated to freeross.org directly and others donated through a QR code that our bouncer presented as they entered. But
Our security agent.
That's correct, yeah. And it's clear that we made over $500 for Ross Ulbricht. So it will go towards his legal defense.
That's fighting a very important case. Okay, okay. Yeah, so he is fighting a very important case. He's fighting for his life, number one. But secondly, it's a pretty important case in regards to privacy and the war on drugs and Tor, the anonymizing system on the Internet, and you know how far the FBI can go in trying to use hacking tools to reveal information, to bring criminal charges. So we'll continue to update you on the Ross Ulbricht case, and I'm sure you'll be getting in touch with his folks over at freeross.org to send along the proceeds from the party if you haven't done so already.
Yes.
I know they'll appreciate it. So there was that, and also this year we had a fantastic bonfire where there was something like 50 people that came out to it, which was and also an amazing success. I was sad that I had to be here on the air because there was a lot going on with Keenvention. The videos are coming, so if you missed Keenvention in real life, you can go to keenvention.info. Right now you can watch all of 2013. All of the curriculum, the onstage speeches and panels from 2013 are there, and that's hours and hours and hours of great informative footage. And then the panels from this year, I'll probably be releasing them on about a weekly basis, so stay tuned for those. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. There was a man at the Hallow Keen party, Derek J., who had a gun.
Yeah,
and
more than one.
In some places, that would be a real problem, but not here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. While I was on the dance floor, I noticed a man in full camo, covered from head to toe, with a gas mask over his face, and wielding a huge, heavy-looking gun on his back. But he's bouncing, he's dancing, he's having a good time. And I'm like, this is strange. So I boogie on over to him and say, hey, is that thing real? He's like nods, and, you know, because he can't speak, obviously, through this gas mask. Mm. But, yeah, he nods, and I say, all right, cool, carry on. And it was just a good time for the rest of the night. Now, I didn't see any incident, but eventually, it seems he took it off. It was probably too heavy to carry around for a party, but
yeah.
It's pretty cool that I now live in a place where a person can exercise his freedom to defend himself, and no one freaks out. Like, whole party filled with people. People are drinking. There's lights, loud music. No one freaked out. No one said, oh, my God, stop everything.
We're going to die.
It was okay, and no one got hurt.
Compared to some places, like where in Utah, Mark, was this man shot by police?
It was outside of Salt Lake.
For having a sword, which wasn't even real?
That's right. Well, what does real mean when it comes to a sword?
Will it slice you in half?
In half? Probably not. It was made of metal.
Uh-huh.
That much is true. But
could you run someone through with it?
Yeah, I think you could.
Okay, so real-ish.
Then. Real-ish.
All right.
That's the impression I've got on this sword. I mean, it's not that I've heard... I haven't heard that it was a plastic sword, but you can get all kinds... You can buy a sword for $20.
Sure, yeah, made in Pakistan.
You know, some crappy thing that's going to break if you attempt to stick something with it.
Like those decorative swords? Is that what the cheapy ones are?
Yeah.
You can, like, hang them on your wall. I've seen these at stores.
Right, if you consider them chintzy decorations for bros, yeah. I mean, you know, that kind of decoration.
That's basically where I've seen them. Yeah.
Decorations. So, I mean, I don't... Yes, so I don't know what real means when it comes to a sword. Has this thing been hand-folded at a forge 1,500 times? No, it hasn't. Okay. I would not go up against a guy with a sword, with one of these swords.
Gotcha. So this was a costume sword. It was a costume sword, yeah.
Okay. No doubt about it.
Was he at a costume party? Where are the details here? Where is it coming from?
JonathanTurley.org, but you can find the story all over the internet. There's a highly disturbing controversy outside of Salt Lake City, where Darian Hunt, 22, was shot 6 times by police officers who claimed that he charged them with a sword. Hunt was dressed in a Japanese anime costume, so he's a ninja, with a 2.5-foot steel sword that family insists was nothing more than a prop. An autopsy released this week shows that several of the shots entered in the back of his body. This is important. When you shoot somebody who's charging you with a sword in the back, they weren't charging you.
That's usually the case. Now, wasn't the claim in Ferguson that the dude spun around after being shot or something like that? Or?
The Ferguson case is so much, it's so mired in controversy at this point. I don't even know what's true and what's not. There's been another release of autopsy stuff that says that essentially corroborates the police officer's side of the story 100%,
so
essentially.
In this case, though, are you saying it was who said it was the family said he got shot in the back or the autopsy?
The autopsy says they got shot in the back 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Several of the shots entered in the back of his body.
So then
the family claims that he had a 2.5-foot steel sword that was only a prop.
Yeah. Okay. So then there's no question that, according to the autopsy,
yes,
he was not running towards the police.
The shooting occurred on September the 10th after someone called about a man swinging a sword. Hunt was wearing a red shirt, blue pants, similar to an anime character, I guess, one of them. The officer said that he fired 3 shots when Hunt charged at him as the officer got out of his car. When Hunt ran away, the police fired 4 more times.
Oh, so there you go. So the claim was that the police shot at him initially, he then turned and ran, which usually is the time when you stop shooting at someone, right? Where if you're going to de-escalate a situation, you would not want to continue shooting at someone if they are not posing a threat to you. There's more coming up here in moments. We'll dig in further to the story. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Seattle Times, Associated Press are upset at the FBI for using their names to entrap a suspect with some malware. They use the Seattle Times to deliver malware to someone, and Seattle Times obviously did not give their permission for that. We'll tell you more about how that happened. It's a disturbing story. That's on the way. You can also bring up anything you want. We're talking about a man shot to death by Utah police for possession of a costume sword during the Halloween season. We haven't really covered much Halloween-related news this year on Free Talk Live, which is kind of unusual. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to share your story or your thoughts, is 855-450-FREE. If somebody is swinging a sword, which was the call that was made to the police in this case, if someone is on the streets or in a park or wherever, it wasn't really clear where the call came from, at least that I can recall in the story.
As I recalled, it was on a college campus, but I'd have to check that to make sure.
Oh, boy. Man, that usually doesn't go very well. You remember it was a couple years ago, maybe just about a year ago, actually, there was a Connecticut college campus where a dude had gone to some sort of Halloween party over the weekend, and then the Monday or Tuesday after that, he still had his costume on from that Halloween party because, you know, he just a dirty college boy, hadn't taken a shower all weekend. He still had his costume on. And he was partying. Yeah, he was going back to school like that Tuesday or Monday morning. And somebody called in the police on a threat of, oh, you know, somebody's got a sword on campus. And the police literally came en masse, something like 60 officers, SWAT team, Bearcat, cops in camouflage.
Whoa.
Yeah, you didn't see this?
I did not hear about this.
There's video of it, of like some frat boys hanging out in their college dorm room, just, you know, hanging out, and then some cops bust in and hold them at gunpoint.
Oh, I have seen videos of that, but I didn't realize what the incident was about. It's over a sword like this?
Yeah, they forced them out into, I think the dude had a sword in that case, Mark.
Yes,
if I'm recalling correctly. Yeah, he did. So they forced them out into the hallway and then forced them down the stairwell. And as they're going down the stairwell, the dude's still recording, which was great.
Yeah.
And you can see they've got like an armed guard at every floor in the stairwell, mm-hmm. directing the students to keep going down rather than to get off on one of the other floors. And they had more cops outside and, you know, cops in camo and olive green.
Isn't it interesting what crazy people will do when given orders? You know, these people, I imagine if orders are given and they sound authoritative and the people in charge like look like they know what they're doing, I don't even know if guns have anything to do with it. The fact that they've got weapons and look scary, I think a lot of it is like that they assume the role of like, you're going to do what I say now. I've come into your house. I'm in your stairway. Now you're listening to me. And you're getting out of here.
They certainly would have done it had the men not been pointing guns at them, you know, simply because they have an authoritative demeanor and they're scary and they'll probably hurt you with their hands. But ultimately, I think that the authoritativeness does in a lot of cases come from not just indoctrination, which is certainly a factor, but the fact that there were guns being pointed at them. That's a pretty scary thing to encounter.
Yeah.
So this isn't the first time such a thing has happened. Mark, you're sharing the story. We're going to get back into some more of the details here in a moment. To me, somebody with a sword, even if he was running at the police, which was the claim, they shot him allegedly after he turned around to run away.
The story changes. It's clear that he wasn't running at the police, and once more evidence was portrayed, the police's story changed.
All right, good. I want to hear more about that. But first, let's go to you with your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. John is in Raleigh, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing? I was calling to comment on the guy with the sword.
Please.
Okay, having been a law enforcement officer and a member of selective enforcement or SWAT, two things that you don't maybe not understand is that if there's more than one officer there, and that gentleman charged one of the officers, all of the officers are bound to try to protect that one officer or anybody else's life, and they all would have fired. So that could explain the shots in the back. And the other point I wanted to make was that I've lost it now. But when he was running away and they said that they shot him in the back, if he's got a felon or somebody that's wielding a sword that's fleeing a scene, and he could pose a life threat to anybody else in the immediate area, they're also bound to use deadly force to stop that immediate threat.
Well, I don't know if they're bound to use deadly force. It's just something that they could do. Like, it's legal for them to use deadly force.
I can assure you, if that person has deadly force in their hands, you're taught in the academy that if they're an immediate threat to the public safety,
But the man with the sword hadn't threatened anyone.
Well, we don't know. At this point, we don't.
Here's the thing, though. He was swinging around. That was the original complaint. When the police shows up, he runs. So what happens if he runs into a college co-ed that's walking down the street and he whacks them? You don't know what.
Well, there's all kinds of what-if scare stories that you can put forth, but that doesn't justify taking a man's life. I mean, if somebody's got a sword, unless there's someone nearby that person, then he's not a threat to anyone else. And even if this guy was a threat to the police officers, why did they have to shoot him in the back? Why not shoot him in the leg? You know,
center of mass is a lot easier shot to take than shooting somebody in the leg. This whole, shoot to
wound. Well, then he wasn't that close to threaten anyone.
Well, here's the point with that. If you take your partner there and you got to stand across the room, have him run at you as fast as he can, it takes less than like 2 seconds to get to you. That's the reason you shoot center mass. When somebody is within range of 10, 15 feet of you, they can be on you in less than a second and a half.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand what you're saying there.
Swords are deadly. Probably more people have been killed by swords than any other implement in the course of human history. There's no doubt about it, at least sharp metal. I mean, it's pretty deadly when you look at its track record.
Yeah.
But here's the question I have for you. As a law enforcement officer, I think that this is something that I just don't get. So there's this meme floating around Facebook that says something to the effect of in the year 2013, German police officers fired 80 rounds. Now, you know as well as I do that this can be 80 rounds can be fired in one unarmed set of criminals in a car here in the United States. Why do you think that a place the size of, say, California, let's just make it fair, that they fire so many fewer shots than they do here in the United States? Do you think it's a difference with the type of people that are there, or do you think it's a difference with the attitude of law enforcement?
I think it's a difference with, if you're looking at overall crime, it's a difference with firearm restrictions. If you look at Germany, you look at Europe in general, there's been such restrictions on firearms since way back before World War II that very few people over there have the firearms that we have here. So police officers, they aren't responding to as many deadly force incidents. Even in, you look at China and Japan, it's illegal there to walk around with a sword. So,
well, yeah, I mean, in Japan,
let alone a firearm. So all European countries, they don't have the firearms there that we have here that the police officer responding to where they have to use deadly force. And so that would result in more annual shots fired.
Yeah, but there's plenty of incidents where the people who've been shot to death by the police didn't have a firearm.
I mean, there's a lot of them. It seems like just about every mental health story I read about, you know, the guy, well, we thought he had a weapon or he thought he had a knife or whatever.
The cops have probably shot more dogs in the United States, you know, with more than, you know, more than 80 bullets.
Well, maybe so, but, and you're also, when you're talking about the person, you know, being a threat, when you're a police officer and you tell somebody to put their hands down and they reach into a pocket after you've instructed them to put their hands up, put their hands down, when they're reaching in to pull something out, that's a threat. Because if they pull out a pistol, you're dead.
Hold on a second. A police officer can't claim that somebody's any more threatening than I can claim. So if a police officer reaches in his pocket, I should be able to take my concealed weapon and shoot him right in the face, right? Like, that would be fair.
You're talking about a law enforcement officer. That's different than a person on the street that the police officer.
Oh, they're super citizens. That's all I wanted to hear. That's all I wanted to hear, sir.
They're better than you, Mark.
You guys are crazy. Thanks a lot.
You guys, hey, you guys get special, like, funerals because you're better, right, John?
No.
Oh, sorry. I actually didn't mean to disconnect. I thought he was already gone. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Feel free to call back any old time you want, John. Love to hear from the law enforcement perspective. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. By the way, you want to grab some silver and gold? Silver's low, low, low. It's on sale. It seems like the price is going down. Silver.freetalklive.com can hook you up. There's more coming up.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy.
so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to get more information. We do have other people who want to talk about this story out of Utah with a man shot to death by the police for ostensibly wielding a sword. Mark, you said the police story changes here, and so I want to get to that before we get some other folks here because I think that sounds like important information that we should know about before we continue this discussion.
Sure.
But also, if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your data, which right now your ISP is probably snooping on what you're doing online. They're probably logging all the websites you visit, all of the search terms that you're entering, maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years. You can stop that from happening by encrypting your data with ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their software there that's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, and it's free. Plus, if you're a Linux user, setup's a little different for you, but you can get that working pretty easily. Now, when you're ready to upgrade with ProXPN to get the unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, the ability to privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, then you can upgrade by using our discount code and save big. FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50, get you 50% off the price of their annual account. That brings the price down to around $5 a month, and that savings lasts for the lifetime of your account. Plus, you can use code FTLBTC and then pay with Bitcoin to get 62% off of that annual account. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So you really have nothing to lose but your privacy. So do something and go and get started with ProXPN right now at proxpn.com/FTL. Promo codes, again, are FTL50 or FTLBTC. You'll get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. If you're on the line, you want to talk about this Utah shooting, please hang on. We are going to get you on. But, Mark, just a brief recap. Guy on a college campus, he's he happens to be black,
right? I don't know if
he's
on a college campus. He is black.
Okay.
He is – I thought – the college campus jumped out at me. It's a man with a sword.
Man with a sword somewhere in Utah, outside of Salt Lake City.
Outside of Salt Lake City. He's got a...
Halloween.
Yep.
Dressed up as an anime
character. September 30, he's dressed up, but he's dressed up.
September 30th.
Yes.
Okay.
He's... But, I mean, you got to understand, cosplay is getting more and more common.
Okay, good point.
So, no drugs are found in this system, and a picture is taken by a bystander shows Hunt standing there. I see him here, standing, smiling, and talking to the two officers. The prosecutors have acknowledged that Hunt talked to the officers. Now, remember, this says that they arrived, he charged them, was the first story.
Hmm.
New story is, yes, he did talk to them, and if that's true, they clearly would have gotten a close view of the sword. Now, I don't know if that particularly matters, but okay.
So there was a bystander, there was witnesses to this.
Because I agree with the cop that called that, look, you know, if the guy went after another cop with a sword, that, you know, he might get shot in the back by a partner or something like that. I got it. I think that he made a relevant point there.
Okay.
So, going on. The officers identified, it doesn't really matter what their names are here. What is striking is that days after the shooting, the officers still had not been interviewed, according to some coverage, and that the account of the police department changed. The delay in interviews raised a past controversy over police moving to protect officers from having to give statements immediately after shootings. So, if you're going to get a statement, you'd think you'd want that statement relatively quickly after things occurred. But no, we don't want – the police union doesn't want that happening.
Well, they want to get time to get their story straight.
Right. They want everybody to get together. So that's certainly a possibility. I don't know what the reasoning is, but that's certainly something that could be a result, right? And we discussed the outrageous policies of, anyway, they're going on here and talking about some other story. The officers say that they asked Hunt to put the sword on the hood of the patrol car and that he refused, saying, "It's my sword." And they said that he then began to swing the sword at them when they decided to use lethal force to protect themselves and others.
Uh-oh. Are they sure there were no drugs in his system?
They're absolutely certain no drugs are in his system. Mm. But the problem is we don't have any chest cams. I'd love to have these officers' cams to see what happened here. I'd like to have the audio of what occurred. And this is what I think one of the real problems is in this country, is one thing we saw with the officer that just called in. He claimed to be a SWAT officer and all that stuff, is an attitude regarding who the police are and who you are. To me,
right.
Police shouldn't have any more rights than the average individual. As far as this whole officer safety, sovereign immunity or limited
qualified immunity. There's different terms.
Yeah, different terms. But this immunity from prosecution for their actions, I think, is a real problem. And I think that that's what the result is. Now, he was talking about why it's dangerous, why Germany fires far fewer shots. Their police officers fire far fewer shots than they do here in this country. You can get a gun in Germany if you want to have a handgun. A person reaching into their belt, if they were going to reach into their belt, which seemed like a silly thing to do in front of a police officer, they could just as easily pull out a gun as one here in the United States.
Absolutely.
So, to me, what the difference is between officers in the United States and officers in Germany is a respect for life. Officer safety is what we hear constantly about police officers in this country. Now, this isn't the top 10 most dangerous jobs in the United States. Being a farmer is more dangerous than being a police officer. Being a fisherman is more dangerous than being a police officer. A logger. Certainly people should be safe in their jobs, but when it costs other people their lives, especially for, you know, somebody who brought a sword to a gunfight, for instance, I just don't know. Like, in this case, an officer could have said, "You're not going to put your sword up on the hood, I'm going to shoot you." But it's my sword! Bam! And now I have to believe these officers, who I've seen get their story together over and over in news stories.
I don't believe them.
I've come to the conclusion that I shouldn't have to. I'm paying their salaries. I should not have to believe an employee's story. I should be able to get audio and video. And the fact that police unions all over this country stand in the way of that says to me that they're trying to protect criminals.
So you said there was someone there, a witness with a camera, took a photo of the man with the sword talking to police?
He doesn't even look like he has a sword. I mean, I see no sword in the picture.
I want to see this picture here in a moment, and I want to know, why did this person not record video? But first, let's go to you with your thoughts. David, listening in North Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hey, I just found your show today. I'm enjoying it. But I am a little surprised.
Welcome.
I'm fairly liberty-minded as well, but I'm not coming off, at least, you guys are coming off really as anti-police.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm in total favor of the police being peace officers, where it's their job to stop fights from happening or to, you know, take someone who's dangerous on the roads off of the roads. I want to see the police focusing on crimes that have real victims. I am anti, aggression. I'm against it when the police are attacking people who are peaceful, who've not harmed anyone else, when the police are kidnapping folks for having a plant or having a chemical on their body or an open container of alcohol or something like that. That's when I oppose what the police do. What about you, David?
Well, I'm just thinking, I put myself in that police officer's position where, let's say I did have a gun and I saw a man kind of threatening people at a party with a weapon. And I said, hey, guy, I got a gun. Put your weapon down. And if he then starts coming at me, saying, yo, you ain't going to threaten me, and he starts swinging his gun at me, or excuse me, swinging his sword at me, do then I shoot him?
If you've got a person who has actually threatened other human beings, then it would make sense to take a very serious defensive posture with that individual. This man wasn't alleged to have threatened anyone. Someone just called the police on him because he had a sword.
So here's what my let me get my stance on this before we go any further. I believe that a person coming at you with a sword is a person who is making a deadly threat, and that person, you can defend yourself from that person any way you want. I see a picture, however, of a man with his hands down between two police officers who are standing nearly on either side of him, fewer than 6 feet away. This man is smiling, and these police officers have their hands to their side. This does not look like a situation where we're talking about an armed standoff in any stretch of imagination.
If this guy was a threat, they would have drawn down on him.
And there are witnesses, and at this point, the Utah police and the internal investigations have not talk to those witnesses. And what that says to me
is that
the police departments in this country are happy to defend themselves. And look, when I first... Wait a second. This is really important to me because I started doing this show about 12 years ago, and I would take the police officer's side every single time. Ian, is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And over the years, the conclusion I've come to after taking the police officer's side every single time was that, look, I'm seeing these videos constantly of police officers standing by while another police officer kicks somebody in the face over and over again. And that's not public service, right?
No, I agree. Look, I'm not going to defend police officers who get over-aggressive, but I do at least understand. I don't justify it. But their adrenaline is going just like yours and I.
No excuse.
Hang on, David.
If I've got adrenaline flowing, I don't get to shoot people in the face.
I want to bring David
back.
They're
professionals.
I'm bringing David back. I want to give him a chance to say what he has to say. Coming up.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labe is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini library you don't want to be without.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals, plus 18-month special financing. It's your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.